The Reds trying to salvage the final game of their series against the Marlins. A young fan gives D. Gordon a kick in the shin there. Gordon in a little pain. Don't worry, he'd be okay and stay in the game. We pick up the action in the fourth, game tied at one. Scooter Gennett at the dish facing Tom Kohler.
Another 0-2 to Gennett, and another fly ball. This one toward right field and deep, chasing into the corner. Stanton leaping at the wall. G goes as high as he can, but he can't get it. It's a home run for Gennett, his 17th of the season. Just like that, the Reds back on top, 2-1.
Gennett now with four hits in this series. Nine at-bats, and he bloops the ball out into right. That's going to get down and drive in another run. Cozart scores from third. Over to third is Votto, and he is going to be out at third base on the throw from Stanton to Derek Dietrich. So it's a hit and an RBI for Scooter Gennett to bring Cozart home with the second run of the inning and the fourth of the game for the Reds. And then Votto is out at third base, 9-5. And a terrific person. There's a pitch and a high fly ball off the bat of Suarez. Out in left, Ichiro's back at the wall, looking up, it's gone. A high fly ball home run to left by Eugenio Suarez, his 16th home run, and it's 5-1 Cincinnati. Here's the pitch. Here's a high fly ball right center. This is well hit, and this one is gone. A home run for Barnhart. That's his third. Second home run of the inning, and the third given up by Tom Kohler. And this was hit deep to the right center field area, right in front of the stacks out there. 6-1.
Raisel Iglesias with a 17th save as the Reds salvage the final game of the series, taking it 6-3. Sal Romano notches the win, allowing one run in six frames, striking out seven. Billy Hamilton, three hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Scooter Gennett finishes with two hits and two RBIs. The Marlins can't complete the sweep of the Reds. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after.
Thought he looked pretty good early. And really that's where he got hurt. You know, it looked like he got the ball in on Gennett and the ball got out. And then later on, as I don't know if he got tired, you know, he'd give up some more homers. So for that, I thought he, you know, kept us in the game. I thought it was huge because that does get him, it gets him out of it. If he makes a good throw, it's a double play. So obviously that's a little bit of pretty much a turning point in the game. It's 2-1. Ends up getting to 4-1 instead and getting out of that and leaving us there with innings to play. So that was definitely a play that didn't help us. He's been actually swinging the bat really well. You know, he hits the home run in San Francisco right before the break. He's played a few times and had good at bats, since. And you're right, it's tougher for guys to have quality at bats that aren't getting those every day. But most of those guys, and you see the guys that have success doing that, really hard workers, work on their swing all the time, put themselves in all kinds of situational things throughout the other days that they don't play. Him and Timo, they're always working situational things, so they're trying to simulate as much as they can. I think that helps him.
Tom Kohler took the loss, allowing six runs, five earned, in 5 2/3 frames.
Solo homers happen. You can live with them, especially here. You get a chance to get out of an inning against a very good hitter. Gives you an opportunity for a double play ball. That's a play I have to make. Throwing that ball away kind of deflates the rest of the guys because you got to at least get one there. And then if we turn two, that could totally change the momentum on our side. So, for me, that was just completely unacceptable.
Up next, the Marlins begin a series on the road against the Rangers on Monday.